I don't know why I'm finding that so funny. I think it's just the idea of me having any kind of
authority.
Just, yeah, leading anything.
I'm weirded out because once BT pressed record, I feel like it sounded different in my ears. But no, microphone's the same, speaker's the same. No. I'm just going mad. I'm looking for a tech problem, probably. Yeah.
Don't take this the wrong way. You look quite mad.
Yeah. Ah. What's going on with the hair?
What's the hair?
You look like a sort of like a spaniel. I don't know why, but the way you flicked your hair then, it's just like two little spaniel's ears.
Don't. Okay. Right.
Have you had a day of it?
I've not had a day. I've had a lovely morning. I've had a really lovely morning. Me and Rocky have been hanging out in the woods.
Rolling in the...
Went to the woods, went to the cafe in the woods, had lunch, had a lovely time. I just took my ponytail out, which is why the hair looks like this. But an extra layer with the hair is that I have had a lob. I was told by a friend to resist getting a mum lob. Apparently, when you become a mum, you have this urge to cut your hair off because you think it's going to be much easier to maintain. I could no longer resist the urge, and I did it. Immediately regret it.
Why?
I think it looks so nice. I mean, not now, but...
No.
It doesn't look nice, and the reasons being, I got it under false pretenses. Oh, you don't have to wash it as much. It just looks nice. Effort. You don't have to do anything. I already didn't do anything. I had long hair and I just tied it up all the time. Now it's a lob and I try and tie it up all the time.
No, you can't.
And it's just a greasy, short ponytail. And when it's down, my hair is so thin, it doesn't just like fall into a nice lob. It's just a lob shape.
Stop saying lob.
Ate it.
Yeah, in fairness, I think I'd seen you when you were literally fresh from the hairdressers.
And I was feeling great.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd put a little twist in it, hadn't they? They'd put a little twist in the bottom. It was swinging. It was bouncing.
It was gorgeous.
But you're not getting those GHDs out to create a twist of a morning, are you?
I'm not creating a twist. And even the hairdresser himself said to me, he tried to sell me this special thickening shampoo for really thin hair.
Okay.
That's not going to do anything. I'll tell you that for nothing.
It's just, there's lots of it, but it's very fine.
Mm.
And one day I get greasy baby on the back. So I don't know what to do about greasy baby. Like a weird greasy baby patch on the back of my hair.
What you need is that powder, the sort of the dry shampoo powder that they, they shake it into your hair.
Yes, I do know. But BT, you told me that's bad for you and I shouldn't be using
it. Oh, yeah, I know it is.
BT!
BT! I'd rather she had nice hair.
I just read something about a girl who used dry shampoo almost every single day and her scalp did get infected and like rotted and her hair fell out.
Oh no. Why? Yeah. Because
I think it was the chemicals in the dry shampoo. You shouldn't use dirty hair.
I think it would be the chemicals. Yeah.
Dirty hair, absolutely fine.
This is classic BT though, giving you absolutely opposite recommendations.
Yeah.
According to what she's read that day.
Oh, I'd forgotten.
BT
that it was
also
bad for you,
broadcasting live from your daughter's bedroom.
From my daughter's bedroom, yeah. It's the only room I can get away from builders in.
I love it though. Each pod, are you going to be in a different room?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
In 4 weeks' time, she's going to be putting from the roof. Just chimney in the background.
This room's looking good.
Me in the skip.
It's
good, isn't it?
The bunk beds are very cool. Look, and the wallpaper, is it like a kind of pale green, sagey colour?
It's a sort of sagey green with little flowers on it, little pressed flowers.
Very pretty.
Really nice.
Dunelm.
Really nice.
I love Dunelm.
Very cheap, actually. Well, not cheap, but reasonable wallpaper. £12 a roll compared to,
I got some
you're talking upwards
curtains.
Of 50 for expensive wallpaper.
I got some curtains from Dunelm and they get a lot of compliments.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It is worth a visit. Dunelm, if you want to sponsor our podcast, please get in touch.
Yeah, I mean, anyone, if you want to sponsor our podcast, please get in touch.
Yeah, we'll do anything.
Always, yeah, literally anything. They're always in good spots, Dunelm, as well. When you go to Dunelm, you're near a massive Pets at Home, a massive Next.
Yeah.
A McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Possibly a Hollywood Bowl if you're really lucky.
Oh, possibly. Frankie and Benny's, yeah. Should I do an intro?
Yeah.
Yes, if you would.
It's a Tudor podcast.
All I was thinking throughout that, because I could see your nails while you were miming the instrument, she had her nails done.
No, I haven't. Look.
Oh God, closer inspection. Absolute no. From afar, they look pretty good.
Well, thank chipped. You. The chip and the
and
growth.
The growth on those nails. Yeah, incredible.
Wow.
I need to get my toenails done. Haven't had them done since I gave birth over 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. And all of the shellac has grown off all of them except for the big toes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's disgusting. It makes it really hard to cut them as well because they're so hard.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what did they have nail varnish in Tudor times?
Probably not.
Surely not.
No, probably not.
Surely not.
Or if they did, it was probably like poisonous.
I was going to say lead or something.
Really good question. Really good question.
When did painting?
Let's all put our bids in. I think 1920s. Don't hit return yet, Camille.
Oh. I've seen something mad anyway, so what I saw is not real. I think I've written the wrong thing.
I think like probably the ancient Egyptians probably had some way of painting their nails and making it look nice, but then that was lost and it didn't come back until like the 20s, or at least in Europe it wasn't a thing until 20s.
So but your bid is Egyptians.
Egyptians did it, yeah.
Camille?
I'm going to go Romans.
Okay.
Why are you both looking at? Why are you both looking at me like that?
Because you're supposed to be googling the answer.
You're supposed to be revealing the answer, you maniac.
3000 BC. The Chinese are often credited with creating the first nail polish in 3000 BC. Women soaked their nails in a combination of egg whites, gelatin, beeswax, and dyes from flower petals, roses, and orchids.
Wow.
So who wins? Is that Egyptian vibes?
3000 BC.
We're showing ourselves here.
When was ancient Egypt?
I think Rose is definitely out with the 1920s.
I'm out with the 20s. I think it's Egypt.
BT, you're not far. Around 31,000 BC.
Yeah.
No, that's really... Oh, no. 31,000 or 3100?
3100, sorry.
Oh. Yeah. 3100. Yeah, BT, you're pretty much... 3100. BT, you're pretty much bang on.
Yeah,
you are actually. Tudors. Did the Tudors paint their nails? That's what you need to know. It's a Tudor party. Did the... I'm going to say yes if it was all the way. A type of rouge made from red ochre was used to stain... Oh, that's lips and cheeks. Mm-hmm. A form of henna. I was thinking henna.
Henna.
Was used to paint their nails and colour their hair.
Okay. Yeah. All right then.
Oh, so do we think that's what Lizzie won was?
What do you mean?
What?
Henna
hair. Oh, yeah.
But she hennaed it. 100%.
Queen Elizabeth I set the fashions, and as she grew older, she wore more makeup, which was useful for hiding wrinkles and other signs of aging.
Well, she also had really bad smallpox scars, didn't she?
Like chicken pox?
Lizzie won.
More deadly.
Yeah, right. Real deadly. She was lucky to survive, and I think it left her with a very pockmarked face. And she used lead makeup to cover it up, which made it worse.
Because wasn't there the thing that that's how they discovered a vaccine for smallpox? They eradicated it because the milkmaids who were working with cows got cowpox, and then that meant they didn't get smallpox.
Wow.
So they noticed that the milkmaids never die. They never got smallpox.
Shit, that's pretty cool.
They had cowpox.
What, and that was less deadly?
Yeah. And then
was it Louis Pasteur? No.
And then they were immune.
He was pasteurizing.
He was spoiling milk, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know. But then, yeah, then they started being like, okay, let's give everyone cowpox.
Yeah.
And they eradicated smallpox, isn't it?
Wow.
I've gone rogue there.
It's something. I believe
but
it.
Isn't smallpox like eradicated now?
I think so. Yeah. I'll be chief Googler.
Yeah.
Is smallpox eradicated? The last known natural case was in Somalia in 1977.
Okay.
So. In 1980, who declared it eradicated?
Thank you.
It's the only infectious disease to achieve this distinction.
Wow.
Wow.
Congratulations, smallpox.
Well done.
Absolutely smashed
well.
It.
Well, congratulations.
Us. Human race.
Cowpox, yeah.
Wow.
Actually,
that's kind of scary, isn't it? That's the only one that's eradicated. Mm. Every single other one that exists.
And every time there is a sort of anti-vaccine movement, they just keep popping up, all the old bad ones.
Yeah, like TB's having a comeback in London, isn't it?
Measles as well.
Mm. Well, who died of TB? Supposedly, Prince Edward, Henry's son. Henry's only son and heir. Yeah.
Oh.
Why died of TB when he was 15.
We don't know for sure?
We don't know for sure because unreliable
didn't have tests
doctors.
For it in those days, probably. Yeah.
He died of
My
some sort
had
of lung
TB as a child.
Whoa, did she?
She did, yeah. Have I made that up? No, she did. I'm sure she did.
Whoa.
I'll ask her about it.
Does she not have the vaccine?
Did
they not have the vaccine?
I'll ask her. See her tomorrow. I'll ask her. I'll tell you about it. Tune in next week to find out.
did Sharon have TB?
Shaz's TB experience.
But a small disclaimer at the top of this pod. We have actually done a Tudor party before.
Mm. Absolutely no recollection of it from my end.
We think. But
yeah.
It's been removed.
The group. It's been removed by the woke BBC. No, we don't.
The woke
know why.
Agenda has wiped our Tudor podcast from the.
We're still working on it. We'll work out to find out why.
Yeah.
You say we're working on it. We've not started working
on it. We haven't. We've sort of talked about. We should probably ask someone.
Who's the best person to ask? We'll
should probably ask.
We own them, don't we? Or do we not?
No, they paid us for them. They paid us for them.
Don't sell your souls.
But Camille. Yeah, don't sell your souls. yeah, because BT put in the group, what about a Tudor party podcast? Who was like, great. Yeah, we've not done that before. And I was like, we've literally done that exact podcast before.
No recollection. Who was the guest?
Camille. Adam Riches in character as Henry VIII the whole podcast. How can you have forgotten that?
Yes, I do remember.
Okay, it was at BT's house.
It was at BT's house.
Yeah, it was at my house.
And yeah, first and last time that the comedian's been in character the entire podcast.
I do remember it. If anyone's going to do that, it's Adam Riches. He's done brilliant.
It was good. Yeah. It was good. Daniel.
The capacity
Dan's
stay in character.
Dan's popping in and out, getting various bits of baby clothing to take the small boy for a walk.
Aww.
I think if Adam Riches had to stay in character for a month, he could do it.
Mm. Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also BT, didn't want to say it, well, because you sent the prep quite late, but also didn't want to kick you in the fanny, but I'm pretty sure that the game, the first game
exactly
we're going to play, it's literally identical.
No.
To, I'm pretty sure.
Is it?
Oh, we should have searched our documents.
Yeah, emails. Hang on.
No, I don't think so, because I think the first game was try not to get beheaded. You had to tell him why you deserve not to get your head chopped off. Which is not a very good
bells.
Game.
I mean, I'm saying that about everything that's ringing bells. You could say anything and I think it was ringing bells.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything rings a bell, Camille said. It's just a cacophony of bells 24/7.
Yeah,
well, anyway,
nothing's coming
we're doing
up on my
game.
Emails.
Mm. Was it pre-emails?
Pre-email?
Do you remember we used to just... No, not pre-actual email. I mean, pre, when we used to send an email as prep, we used to just spring games on people. It was all a surprise.
Oh, remember? My God. No, I'd forgotten that as well.
Everything was a surprise. We didn't tell anyone what to prep.
Yes. It used to all
No, that's
off.
Not true.
And we had to bring gifts every time. Had to bring a gift.
We did.
We brought gifts. I quite liked that, actually, BT.
Right. Well.
What, the gifts?
The gift was a lot of admin for me. I always forgot.
Yeah, you just didn't do it, BT. You just re-gifted someone else's gift every time.
Yes.
But, okay, so, oh, right, so it was try not to get beheaded. Right, okay. I thought it was he wants a new wife. Sorry, I've given it away. Sorry.
Oh. should we crack on or should I ask you another question? Just a little icebreaker.
Shall we crack on or shall we carry on talking about Tudors?
Have we talked about Tudors? I don't know if we have.
Ask us an icebreaker.
All right. If you had to be one of the six wives, which one would you be? Mm. You have to be one.
Anne of Cleves.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on a minute. Do you remember we went to watch the musical Six?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was so good. You need to
have a little think about who had the worst.
Which was the one who was in the cool, like, punk house?
Anne of Cleves.
Anne Boleyn. Oh, wasn't it?
To be her.
No. The House of Holbein.
House of Holbein.
They're all in it.
Anne of Cleves.
Anne of Cleves.
Yeah, I want to be her.
Because obviously I want to be one of the ones that didn't get beheaded.
Well,
Anne
Boleyn is very famous now. I mean, she's gone down and
BT, she had her head chopped off.
It's one of the most famous women ever to live, ever.
Okay, BT. I'm going to give you a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You can have your head chopped off.
Yeah.
This weekend, and you will be remembered forever. Yeah. There will be films made about you. Yeah. There will be books written about you.
Oh my God, it's really profound.
You will be taught about in schools. You will be a household name forever, as long as the world exists.
Mm.
Or you live to the ripe old age of 100 and something, and people forget you after like 5 years.
your kids
like,
forget
I still
you
have
after
living
5 years.
Relatives and they're just like who
yeah,
yeah who? They'll be quite old as well.
What?
Yeah, but BT, grey man, come on.
Oh yeah, true.
You get 5 years if you're lucky. what's it gonna be, BT?
I mean, obviously the second one.
Right,
but yeah, so yeah, sorry.
Interested to hear Camille's choice.
She said Anne of Cleves, didn't you?
In the
being remembered forever. Because that is a kind of immortality, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, that's really tough. But the second choice is literally facing death this weekend. And
yeah.
It's a no from me.
Sure.
Right, it's the ripe old age and then obscurity.
And then into obscurity, forgotten forever.
Oh,
there should be a lesson in that somewhere, shouldn't there, to us? Live your life. Don't stress out about your legacy.
Well, exactly. Everyone
Although, I mean,
about
the thing
it.
Is,
not everyone.
That's that binary that you've just created is not actually true. So you can actually live to a ripe old age and be remembered forever. That's possible.
Mm-hmm. You just have to do something really terrible.
But yeah, I just thought absolutely no. I don't want to be beheaded, and also I don't want to be the one that has to stay married to him. Divorcee, please.
Uh-huh. Probably please. The worst way to go, isn't it? Beheading, is it? No, probably worst ways. Sorry,
I think it's probably quite quick.
Yeah, that's an all right way to go. But the lead up to it, I imagine, pretty bad.
Cleves had loads of money. She had her own stuff.
Yeah,
and also, you know, she was. A plain Jane.
Yeah,
I think I've got big Cleves energy.
She had her own palace in Richmond. Do you know that?
Yeah.
That the king just gave her after they got divorced because he was like, "Oh yeah, Soz, I don't like you." Gave her loads of money and an estate, and she took up cooking and would just like cook fish. And like have
Excuse
people
me.
Coming in like cleaning up after her, and she was like
am I
experimenting with her
just
cooking.
Just sweet Anne, surely.
Yeah.
BT, she was a good time. Boleyn. You just want to be fit, don't you?
Yeah, the fit one.
Well, Catherine Howard was supposedly the fittest one, but she was maybe
like,
about
wasn't she like 14 or something,
16 or 17.
Yeah, not good.
She got her head chopped off, which is not ideal. Poor girl.
So who are you being? So
and he was like in his 50s.
Riddled with syphilis by that point.
Riddled, absolutely riddled. Catherine of Aragon, not a bad shout, although rumours are that he supposedly did poison her after they got divorced.
Poison her?
Yeah, he had her poisoned, yeah. That's the rumour. And
oh
she died.
God. What a rat. What about that woman in Australia that's like poisoned her entire ex-husband's family with mushrooms?
What? I haven't heard about that.
Oh my God, this woman in Australia invited her ex-husband and all his family round for lunch. He, at the last minute, cancelled, but all his family went.
Why?
She cooked a beef Wellington with death cap mushrooms. Allegedly. This is the trial that's happening at the moment in Australia. Three of them died.
Three of them died.
Oh my God.
What, so she's claiming that she didn't know they were death cap, surely.
Yes. However, apparently there were also multiple attempts to poison her ex-husband spanning back years. He was like, now you come to mention it. She's tried this before.
Why the hell did he let his whole family go around there for lunch?
Because I think he didn't realise it wasn't until that had happened that he was like,
maybe she's been trying to kill me all those times when I was really ill, she
poisoned me.
Fucking hell.
Allegedly.
Oh. Allegedly.
Because it's still a trial. She's not going to sue. She doesn't listen to this. She's got nothing on her plate.
I mean, that is evil. Play devil's advocate. Surely those mushrooms look the same as every other mushroom.
No, I think she'd bought them from some
that
dodgy
market.
Like, yeah. She hadn't been foraging. And apparently there was like a dehydrate. There was like something had been thrown away. It was like a dehydrate had been thrown. It was like, she's
okay.
Definitely, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mad,
oh,
right?
My
that
God.
Is absolutely bonkers. Fucking hell.
Wow. We all played Henry's Wives when we were in Lady Garden's original sketch group.
No, we were just members of the Tudor court.
No, we were Henry VIII's wives.
We were his wives.
Who were you? That's what I was going to say. Who were you? I played Anne Boleyn for that.
What?
Dick and Dom. Was it Dick and Dom in Da
Bungo?
Oh, flip. Or Dick and Dom in Da Bungo.
Yeah, in Dick and Dom in Da...
In Da Bungalow.
Bungalow? In Da House. No, I think
in
it was
house.
In Da House.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
And we did a sketch. We did our Henry VIII.
Oh, yeah. I don't even remember that sketch.
I think I was ill. I was meant to be ill.
You were ill.
So who died?
Jane Seymour.
Jane Seymour. I think I was Jane Seymour.
Hmm.
And Camille, that was the filming job where, notoriously, we were meant to be Tudors and they'd said to us, like, we're not to wear any makeup because we needed to look authentic and you illicitly put on your own mascara and foundation to go on TV.
I'm absolutely mad not to put makeup on people to go on TV, can I just say? Even if you're supposed to be like realistically Tudors.
Choice.
Mate, we were on Dick and Dom's bungalow. We had headdresses, but we were basically in like black long sleeve tops.
Do you remember... on that show, there was a sketch on the episode that we did where it was like they pretended that Lady Gaga was at the door.
Yeah,
that was me.
That was Camille.
Yes, but do you not remember that when they said it's Lady Gaga, you were wearing like a mad headpiece and all of the children in the studio audience screamed and thought it actually was Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they were so disappointed.
When Camille started trying to bust out a tune, they were like, no!
Oh. This game is called Tudor Tinder or Henry's Hinge. Henry VIII has just given Anne the chop, literally, and is on the hunt for a new wife. Create a dating profile. Could have an entirely new persona. to entice the king and propel yourself up in the world. Please include an introduction of yourself and why you think you should be the next Queen of England. Then please respond to Henry's prompts, which are as follows.
My idea. Email.
Yeah, I know.
What else should I do?
Beatty.
Hope you can't hear the hammering. Well, sorry, I should stop reading, just reading out the email.
Yeah, Beatty.
Yeah, it's create your own dating profile. There are some
You've got it, yeah. Come on, you've got to froof around it a bit.
Yeah, sorry.
You're addressing the listener here.
Okay, yeah.
They don't want to see how the sausage gets made.
They don't want to see.
Okay.
I know, I'm sorry. I just kept reading.
Okay.
Basically, we're doing dating profiles.
We want Henry to pick us as his wife.
Yeah. Do you want to hear what the prompts are, audience? Should I tell them what the prompts are?
Okay.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Okay. Prompts are, my idea of an ideal date is... I'll demand your head if you, and I'd rather have the plague than dot, dot, dot.
So that's sort of your blind date-esque sentence.
Well,
on
Tinder and Hinge now, people leave prompts like that you have to answer.
Okay, right, yeah. Wouldn't know, BT. I'm not
Wouldn't
on
know.
It.
Okay, so, interesting.
You?
Yeah, just a little bit.
For research.
Research, yeah, research.
I wrote this quite late last night and I think it's a bit mad and weird.
That's unlike you. Yeah. I wrote mine at 6 a.m. this morning after I texted you both. I woke up early and thought, oh, I'll get my podcast prep done. And then my son was still asleep. And as I started to do this, I heard him do the loudest shit in his bed and then just start laughing to himself.
Must have
probably
felt good.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it did.
Pretty cute. Anyway.
Hi. Hello, Beatty.
Yes, sorry.
Beatty's feeling bad about the fact she read out the email.
I am. But also, I'm just trying to read what... Mabel's written something on this magazine and I can't make it out.
Well, good to know your heads in the podcast game.
I want to know what she's written now, though.
What's that say? It is...
It is...
The...
Oh.
The...
The...
Gin?
No, that's a...
Hold it up to the camera.
Obviously, it's in mirror version for you, so...
It is the
sixth
album.
No.
Does that say album?
I think this says Nolob.
That's pure gobbledygook. I don't know what they're teaching her at school.
Anyway.
Sorry to say it, Beatty. I think your daughter's thick.
Right, who wants to go first?
Right, I'll go first.
Okay,
go on then.
Okay.
No, go on.
Rose, go first.
Hello. Let me introduce myself to you both. My name is Lady Labia of Luton.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. It's time for Tudor England to wave goodbye to its boring, corseted up image and enter its slut era. Listen, I am but a simple bar wench from Luton. I've got no high and mighty ideas, no meddling father demanding a dowry. All I require is simple. 5 flagons of ale a day and a greasy pole to perform my party trick whenever it's necessary. What is my party trick, I hear you ask? Well, it involves a tennis ball. Congrats on inventing that, by the way, Henry.
Oh. Nice, nice.
Some pheasant grease. And of course, my famous labia. I've been known to shoot the ball upwards of 25 yards. And you can even use me to practice your return of serve, sort of like a human version of those machines that you get on tennis courts. Goes without saying that with labia this strong, I am absolute dynamite in the sack. And I've already born several illegitimate sons, so you know my womb's going to be up to the job of providing you an heir.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Will Henry mind that?
Nah. He can't have double standards, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As a woman of the people, I am going to freshen up your image, Henry, and I'm going to ensure that you're beloved by bishops and beggars alike. When the people of England see what I can do with my labia, your popularity rating is going to go through the roof. And onto the prompts. My idea of an ideal date is a visit to the local brothel where we can both partake in the wares together.
Mm.
I'll demand for your head if you get annoyed with me flirting with the footman. Open marriages go both ways, baby.
Okay. Mm.
I'd rather have the plague than keep my mouth shut. A quiet wife, I ain't.
Sure. Nice.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's Lady Labia.
Really nice.
Knowing Henry, knowing his track record, I don't know if he will believe in letting you, you know, do mm-hmm. your thing, flirt with mm-hmm. the footman, blah, blah, blah. Mm. I mean,
that's what
hats off to you for being honest, but I don't think he'll go for that.
My thinking process is he needs women to challenge him. Okay, maybe it's time for something different. The first two ain't worked out for you, Henry. Let's mix things up a bit.
Get Lady Labia on the case.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Fair, lovely.
Cool. I might do mine then, and then we'll save Camille's mad one for last.
Yeah.
Okay. Good morrow, gentlemen folk. I am Lady Queefly of Dunstable. Yes, I'm an ageless beauty, as you can see from the portraits I've uploaded. You may have guessed by the name that I just can't stop doing fanny farts. But you know what they say, a queen doth maketh a king, and a queef doth maketh a man. So,
what?
I'm almost certain to produce a male heir. Sorry, this is really bad. Oh, is that someone knocking the door? No, sorry.
Petey!
I think someone's knocking at the door.
Something's creaking though. Is that your chair?
Oh, it could be me. Are you in the house alone, Bea?
There's builders everywhere.
Okay.
I enjoy hunting, music, tennis, parties, feasting, sexual intercourse, and boobies. Oh no, sorry. Those are just the things that my hero King Henry VIII likes. I do apologise. But I also like them too.
Yeah.
You could call me a trad wife, as I'm just one of those folk who are happy to sit in the corner quietly queefing out babies while you go about your kingly duties.
Queefing out.
And on to the prompts. My idea of an ideal date is a simple hog feast with bottomless mead, followed by a jiggle to some lute music before queefing myself silly riding a big old horse around the royal parks.
Awful.
I'll demand your head if you try and stop me queefing all day and night. And I'd rather have the plague than stop queefing.
Right. Oh, God. She's found a word.
Yeah, I got into the queefing thing.
Right, so she's gone the opposite to me. Rather than challenging him, she's trying to play right into his hands.
I'm just absolutely laying my little queefy mouth at his feet.
I think he'll quite like queefing. I think he'll be quite into that.
Yeah, it's something that's a little saucy, isn't it?
His wife queefing as he licks his fingers eating a chicken drumstick. Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Ah, right. Hi, Henry. I may come from a lowly background, but my parents, God rest their souls, absolutely loved the monarchy, so they called me Queen. My name's Queen. I come from... I come from a farm, and my main hobbies are milking cows, shoveling manure, and plucking chickens. I'm currently training for a 5K to raise money so I can buy a new sheepdog after you accidentally shot my last one during one of your hunts. No hard feelings, by the way. If you marry me, I will wake you up every morning by singing cock-a-doodle-doo, and I will sing you to sleep every night by bleating like a sheep. And I will have sex with you up to 10 times a day.
What?
Up to.
I know that being a royal is going to be very demanding, but I've definitely got what it takes because I'm already 42 and most Tudors are dead by 35, so I must have something in my waters. Also, I'm a virgin, if that's something that interests you. So, marry me. It makes sense. My name will be Queen Queen. My idea of an ideal date is sharing a nice pint of goat's milk and shagging in the hay bales. I'll demand for your head if you shoot another one of my sheepdogs.
But no hard feelings.
I'd rather have the plague than never milk a cow again.
What? Right. Absolutely mad.
Yeah.
Absolutely mad.
They were all off the wall this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes all to show we're sexual. very out of practice of writing a dating profile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine if we had to write an actual dating profile now.
Oh.
I'd be awful at it.
I'd hate it so bad. Mine would just be, look, you either like me or you don't. I don't care.
You either like me or you don't. Do you like the word queef? If so, let's go for a drink.
Do you find the word queef funny? Yeah, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay, so
let's
we're going to vote.
Between us, we're going to decide who we think Henry's wife should be.
What are we doing? We're voting for, if we were Henry, who we would pick.
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
I was going to write it on here, but it's actually a little it's a little bed that Mabel's made for this small character.
Oh, cute.
Aww.
Is it a bed or is it a cage? Does it look like a cage?
Just recap of our names. We've got Lady Labia of Luton. Mm-hmm. We've got, what is it? Lady
Queefly of Dunstable.
Queefly of Dunstable and Queen.
Queen. Okay. We ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Oh, it's a three-way tie. What?
What the hell?
Is it? What it is, yeah. She's voted for me, you vote for Camille, and I voted for you.
That's just ever happened.
Wow.
Well, what? That's it. The Queen got one vote. It's
going to have to be put to the
listeners.
Wow. Okay.
Emma, will you remind us to do that, please?
Yes, we will release
Emma,
a poll.
Will you do it? I don't know how to do it. But Emma,
I'll try and do one on Patreon. Maybe.
Emma, please, it's in your hands.
I think they do them on Spotify, do you know? I think they do them every week. Yeah, because I've seen them. I've seen them and I've talked about them on the pod because I win quite a lot of them.
We need to. That's just sympathy.
She has won quite a lot, to be fair. I went for BT over Rose in the end because I just don't think he's progressive enough, Rose, as much as I, you know, want it to be you. I just don't think he's got it in him.
Yeah. I don't think the British public have got it in their hearts to accept Lady Labia, although I did vote for you.
Thank you. I went for Queen just because I thought, I do like the idea that he might want to switch things up a bit.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm.
Not go
He's
for
had a
lady.
Trad wife, didn't go well.
Didn't go well.
Yeah.
Poisoned her.
Well,
very true. That's the end of our pod for today. We're coming to a close. Camille's yawning. She's had a great time.
Not a moment too soon for Camille, may I say.
Right, should I read out Patreon legends first, or should we do our own legend and dicks first?
Patreon.
Yeah.
I don't have any Patreon dicks. I only have legends on Patreon.
Right. Maybe you should pick one to be a dick.
I'll read out some messages first. First of all,
oh yes, please.
Rosie Johnson has got back in touch. She says,
"Hi, Rosie.
Thank you for reading my message. I am not Rosie Johnson, the artist.
Although
I do know her. I am actually a librarian in Totnes. I wasn't even the only Rosie Johnson in my year at school. We're everywhere."
Wow.
anyway.
That's mental. And also hilarious that she knows the Rosie Johnson that I was talking about.
Oh, wait, it says no, I know of her. No of her, no of her.
Oh, no of her, no of her. I was going to say, it's not doing much for the reputation you have endeavoured of us all knowing each other.
There's room for all of you. We welcome all Rosie Johnsons.
There is.
Sorry,
there
Rosie, I diminished your light as a librarian, and I'm sorry for that.
Yeah.
Let's shine a light on you.
Look,
you
if ever you're in Totnes,
the Lord's work.
You need to borrow a book.
Go and find Rosie.
Go find Rosie in the library. I've got good news for you too, Rose. You can buy aioli in that yellow tub in the UK.
That was Camille.
It's me.
Oh, that is you.
And
this is from Ephra. This is from Ephra, he says.
Ephra.
Just...
well, I was going to say, thank you, Ephra, because actually someone called Jenny, listener Jenny, messaged me on Instagram to also tell me you can buy the aioli. So thank you to everyone that's told me. Jenny says definitely Asda and Morrison's. So
sure.
I'm yet to find it. If I find it in other supermarkets, I will let you guys know. It's called Alioli and it's in a bright yellow tub. I can't wait. Honestly, I can't wait.
But you obviously can wait, Camille, because you could have just got yourself to an Asda or a Morrison's.
There's not one near me. There's not one near me.
You need to get yourself a shop, order an Asda shop online.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And the reason I did think it was you, Rose, is because Ephra goes on to say, I too have had a man cycle into my ass at full speed.
No.
It was sufficiently padded to stop him in his tracks.
Yes,
that
Ephra.
He was tired and hungover. But there was an extra 4 metres on the path. What the hell?
How hungover are you?
To cycle directly into someone's ass.
Into someone's ass.
Such a shit excuse.
Insane. Ephra, I hope you're okay.
That's mad.
I hope your ass is recovered.
Yeah. But yeah, big asses unite. That's why I thought you were said it was me beating, because you assumed that the person who wanted to consume vast quantities of garlic mayonnaise was old fat girl Johnson. Not you, Rosie.
No.
Me.
This one. Good news for you, Camille. More for you. On cold sores. Tamlin, in case it helps,
if you haven't tried this before...
L-lysine has always really helped me. I started taking it as soon as I can feel a tingle, or if it's prime cold sore circumstances. I don't know what that means, but you probably know what that means.
And then
through the cold sore to help it heal quicker. So L-lysine is what you need to get.
L-lysine. Someone else has recommended this. Makeup artist told me about L-lysine. Yeah.
Also, no one believes me, but I religiously eat an apple a day. Since I've started doing that, I very seldom get cold sores anymore. Apple a day keeps the doctor away and the cold sores.
That does sound absolutely insane, but I am going to start doing it.
That does sound mad. And also,
she'll start doing that before the
lysine. Apples.
I meant getting into apples. I do like an apple. Why do you say that?
Pregnancy has why'd you say that? I feel like is that a false memory of you?
I can't
be asked to eat a whole apple.
No, that's me. I can't be asked to eat a whole apple.
Oh.
I don't like it when you get a mealy apple, a soft apple.
No one does.
No, I'm with you on that.
But
who likes those?
Tamlin, if you're telling me to eat an apple a day, I'll eat a bloody apple a day.
But
I'll
also the L-lysine might actually be a real thing, so maybe do that.
L-lysine, I'll do that as well.
Will you?
Thank you.
Pregnancy literally changed me on apples. Can't get enough of them now. Love them.
I got into juicy fruits. Very juicy, juicy fruits.
Me too, Camille. Melon, peach, ooh, strawberry,
yeah. Pineapple,
big grapes.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, are you ready for some
love? Thanks, guys.
Thanks for those messages.
Thank you, everyone. And we've got some patrons to shout out. You ready?
Yes, please.
Lucia Mark.
Legend.
Ruth Hassel. Legend.
Legend.
Charlotte.
Legend.
Legend. Legend.
Molly Ryder.
Legend.
Legend.
Ryder by name.
Oh, guys.
Motorbikes. Motorbikes.
Legend. He should get together with Molly Ryder.
No, I'm saying Molly Ryder rides motorbikes. It's not someone called Motorbikes.
Oh.
She was making it not sexy.
Not sexual.
Why would you do that? What kind of a podcast is this? Molly will have loved it. Molly, did you love it? Let us know.
Let us know. Do you prefer motorbikes? Elizabeth Adams.
Legend, Elizabeth.
Although there was that man who had sex with the bicycle seat, didn't he?
And that woman who had sex with the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, yeah. Hannah Wilson. Legend. Alice Broaders. Legend. Alex McPugh. Legend. Sophie. Legend.
Sophie. She's a legend.
Annie Kershaw. Legend.
Annie,
that's all our legends.
We know Annie Kershaw, friend of the pod. I thought Annie Kershaw had already signed up.
Maybe they unsigned up and then signed up again.
Annie Kershaw is a director. Came to see Rose and Cam's Late Night Jam. Directed me in my piece I did for Reading Rep. Listener of the pod. Long time listener, long time friend. I've got a theory that when people sign up every year, when it rejoins them, it makes it look like they're a new Patreon again.
No, because then I'd be reading out like hundreds of names.
Oh, yeah, not true. No. It's a good theory, but it's a bad
theory. It's a bad theory. Welcome, Annie.
Well, welcome back, and that's fine. You can come and go as you please.
That's fine.
Thank you to everyone who has signed up to our Patreon. You help us literally keep making the pod. If it wasn't for the patrons, we wouldn't be able to do it. Mm-hmm. So if you want us to keep making it,
please.
And you feel like slinging us a few quid, we would appreciate it. And we will reward you.
We do. You get bonus content from each episode. This week, you get to witness Rose's second to none history knowledge, actually. Yeah,
absolutely incredible.
Knowledge of the Tudors is...
surprised myself.
Really something else.
I didn't have a chance in hell.
Yeah.
No.
But it was funny. It was good to watch.
Sort of giving away the outcome of the game there, but yeah, no one's listening
to find out who wins. And we also do an extra episode each week. A whole extra episode each month. Every single year we do an extra episode.
And when you sign up, you can listen back to all the other extra episodes called the after parties. You'll be able to find them.
And that's where we answer life's big questions.
Send some in, actually.
If anyone's got a question, big or small, you'd like us to answer, you're interested in us talking about, message us on Patreon or Insta.
I do have some locked and loaded from last season, but we can always do more.
We need it. We need more content.
We need more. So, Rose and Camille, who are your legend and dicks this week?
I'll go first.
Yeah, go on.
My legend this week is my brother-in-law, Scott. I'm not sure if I've done him before. He is a chef. And he is head chef at a pub in Marlow. And we went this bank holiday weekend. And oh my God, the food was incredible. He's such a good cook. And it was just delicious. You're going to be really surprised with the dishes I ordered. Okay? Ready?
Swan.
Shellfish. Prawn sandwich.
It was fishy, which is unusual for me when I'm out and about. I had a fish soup to start.
Wow.
And it was not what I was expecting. I was expecting something quite clear, like a kind of... Is a bouillabaisse clear?
No. What's I think it's tomato-y, like? Isn't it? It's tomato-y fishy.
Big bits of fish in it.
So this was smooth as you like, but it was like... Yeah, it was bright red, tomatoey, smoky, spicy.
Yeah.
It was truly delicious.
That's your classic bisque.
Oh, it was
your classic seafood bisque.
It was absolutely delicious. No seafood, so I could eat it. It had fish, sorry. Mm. It did have seafood, no shellfish. And then I had a delicious piece of cod, which he'd cooked beautifully.
Mm.
And it was just lovely. Rocky went in the kitchen, said hello.
legend.
It was really nice. So well done him. He'll be at the.
Do you want to give a shout out to the name of the?
It's called the Oarsman. It's in Marlow, and there's a thing called Pub in the Park, which they do at the in Marlow.
Yeah.
And Scott will be cooking at that this weekend. This goes out on Friday, doesn't
they do
it?
That in lots of places.
Yeah, so he'll be there. Thoroughly recommend. And then Dick is, I mean, is it me, is it Rocky? Yesterday I was getting him ready for bed. He just had a bath, he's doing his creams. And I was like, can I smell poo? I'm not sure, but he's so clean. I can't see poo. Then suddenly I spot something on the floor and I think, oh, that's his biscuit. He had a baby biscuit earlier. He's dropped a bit of biscuit. And I pick it up and I'm like, is that biscuit?
Oh.
And I'm like, no, it's poo. But it was only a small bit. And I was like, where, if that's a tiny bit of poo, and then I where's spot another tiny bit on like the edge of his changing mat, but it's it's like little tiny titbits of poo I'm spotting. And I'm like, where's the main bit of and how has he done it? I've been with him the whole time. I don't understand. And I'm looking around and suddenly, bottom of my slipper, I've got a massive poo squidged on the bottom of my and so he's done it. I've immediately stepped in it.
Oh,
and I've been walking
that
around the flat for I don't know how long.
No.
And it stank. And I mean, there's going to be traces of poo all over the flat now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you're living in the Elizabethan times. It's the Tudor times.
So, I mean, he can't be the dick because he's a baby, you know, but I can't be the dick just because I stepped in it. I didn't do it.
I think maybe the poo is the dick.
Yeah.
You know?
The poo, but you're maybe a bit of the dick for not noticing him do a giant shit.
Yeah. But how does he...
How's he slipped that past you?
He does it stealthily. He does it very... He's done it before, okay? It's happened before. squatting is one of his favourite positions, so he's always ready.
Right.
Right, yeah. Anyway, could slip out at any time.
Loose it.
Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable.
I'll do mine quickly. My legend of the week, it is me. Actually,
yeah.
For surviving 2 days alone with a baby, Daniel, last weekend, went to a comedy festival in Machynlleth in North Wales for the night.
I had FOMO.
I thought I would be fine. I was like, it'll be fine. And my God.
Intense. Yeah. So intense.
So, it was a lot. He didn't really sleep much at all, so I was just in a sort of weird fever dream for the second day. So I'm the legend, but also by extension all single parents, my God, I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, fucking hell.
I just think utmost respect. When Dan came back, he walked through the door, I literally put the baby into his arms and went and made myself the strongest martini of my life.
Yes Correct, that's how you should do it.
And my dick of the week is my tits, just because, I mean, it's not their fault. It's just I'm struggling with the overnights. Mm. Either Froggy wakes up and I feed him, which is fine. But then if he doesn't wake up by 3-4 in the morning, I am soaking wet through with milk. Mm-hmm. I have soaked through breast pads, bra, t-shirt. I woke up last night and it like soaked onto the duvet and through the duvet. Yeah. It's just, there needs to be some kind of system here.
Where it stops.
The boobs, where they're like, we can just stop making it now because they're full and the baby doesn't want it.
Yeah. Yeah,
because the laundry and I'm sick of waking up soaking wet and stinking.
Yeah.
And like the smell, I don't know about you, it's like slightly metallic.
Yeah.
And I just, the smell of it is grim. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
It's
old milk. Beatty, who's your legend?
My legend is my aforementioned UGG slippers, actually. I don't know if we've cut that out because it was so boring, but...
insult to injury for Camille. Yeah.
UGG slippers.
What? I've got lovely UGG slippers.
Because you've got shit on your slippers, mate. Yes.
They're so nice. My mum got them for me after I'd given birth to Elsie, and when I put them on, my feet were so swollen after childbirth that like my skin was like flapping over the sides of them, and I just sort of put them away and I didn't wear them. And they've been in storage for nearly 2 years.
Are these the ones that got sling back? Have they got sling back?
They've got a sling back.
I've heard that they're amazing. I want some.
They're so comfy, and the bottom is hard enough that you're like, I could probably just like nip down to the
step in a poo.
I could step in a poo and wipe it straight off.
Yes,
like they've got solid foundations and fluffy comfiness on the top. It's just
I think I'm going to invest.
They're a dream slipper.
You're going into the wrong season though for an UGG slipper.
Yeah,
they're open toe, aren't they?
They are open toe.
It's still going to be, you're going to be sweating.
Can I also ask though, my worry with them, are you slipping up on them a bit? You know, when you've got an open toe shoe, you sometimes sort of having a little trip.
Occasionally upstairs, I have a little trip.
Yes, that's my worry with them.
But it's because the base is quite chunky. So I'm catching it on the chunky base.
Yes, okay. Okay.
But otherwise, I have no complaints.
Great.
My dick of the week is what used to be a legend for me, but since having children who are in school and childcare, unexpected bank holidays. Unexpected holidays. When that, I used to be like, oh, a lovely bank holiday. Why are there no bank holidays? It feels like there are no bank holidays. And now I'm like, there's bank holidays every single weekend. And I'm expected to find something to do with my children. And it's stressful.
Little tip Camille gave me was, when you're putting them down for nursery, don't book them in on a Monday. Because you're going to be shelling out for lots of bank holidays that they're not going to be there.
Shit, yeah. I didn't even think about that. Well, here I am. That's what I do.
Bank holiday. Yeah.
But yeah, it's magic.
I mean, bank holidays. I mean, bank holidays have never really meant anything to me because of being a freelancer.
Yeah.
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 True.
It's just like, yeah.
But it's nice, isn't it? Like, I always enjoyed bank holidays, so I was like, oh. I'll give myself
it's nice because all your mates that have normal jobs are off work.
Yeah.
They'll come back around to you, BT. They'll come back around.
Yeah. Not, and I don't. I do enjoy spending time with my kids. I want to preface this with that. With that,
are we looking at you with judgy eyes? Like,
after a whole weekend, you're like, just go back to school.
I don't need an extra day. Yeah.
Anyway,
when's the next bank hall? May.
Probably. End of May.
There's another one at the end of May.
Yeah.
Two in May, two in August.
Is it two in August?
No, maybe it's just one.
Well, August is summer holidays anyway, so I'm fucked.
But #love my kids.
Love my kids.
Will you be able to use the bottom floor of your house come summer holidays?
Well, we're hoping. We are hoping.
Because I think that will make a big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Currently, the guy, my builder, who's in charge of everyone who works here, is in Las Vegas. So,
of course he is.
Just come back from the Maldives. Mauritius.
Oh, lovely. I've been there. Lovely spot.
He's spending your money while you're living on.
He's literally gambling your money away.
Yeah.
He just kept saying, oh, I'm not a gambler. I'm like, you're going to Las Vegas,
mate. Why are you going to Vegas then?
Yeah.
Why is he going to Vegas for a week? He goes on holiday. He's been on, I want to say, 4 or 5 holidays in the past.
Good on him.
We're in the wrong industry. Construction.
Yeah, Camille, we wouldn't last a minute in construction.
No.
We'd be getting sued after the first job.
I think I'd be quite a good, what are they called?
Foreman.
Yes. Walking around. Who's done this? Mm. Who's doing that? Come on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We get Beatty doing the grunt work.
Yeah.
Right, talking of kids, Beatty, you've got to go pick yours up from school.
I do.
So we need to sign
off.
So
let's sign off. Thank you so much to our amazing producer, Emma Corsham. Thank you to Anne Chemleski for our sick beats. Thank you to Lucy Moore for our incredible artwork. Thank you to Rose and Camille for joining me on this Tudor day. Merry be thou weak, seest thou anon.
Thank you, Beatty.
Thank you, Beatty. Good pod.
Thanks. Really good pod. Well done.
We'll see you next week.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.